And now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Newsline, Rob Schofield.
PFAS. Most North Carolinians had never heard that term until a few years ago, but sadly it's now a permanent part of the lexicon. It refers, of course, to a class of dangerous substances, often referred to as forever chemicals because they don't break down in the environment, that short-sighted manufacturers and polluters have introduced into water, soil, plants, and animals, including humans, just about everywhere. PFAS are associated with a variety of cancers and health problems. There are thousands of types of forever chemicals, so getting an effective handle on the problem, much less solving it, will be a Herculean task. That said, the Biden administration did well this week when the EPA established the first ever federal regulations on six types of toxic PFAS in drinking water. This includes the chemical Gen X, which the industrial polluter Chemours has spewed into the Cape Fear River Basin for many years. The bottom line, there's much more to do, especially in making polluters change their ways and pay the cost of cleanup. But the new rules are an important first step. For NC Newsline, I'm Rob Schofield.